This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Yeah. How much would you expect to pay for a bloodstained shirt? But I will point out, it's famous person blood.
Famous person's blood stained shirt. A nondescript shirt.
Oh, look, it was a shirt. I don't have descriptions exactly of the shirt, but I'm sure it was quite nice. Before it was blood splattered.
How famous?
Famous.
Oh, well, thousands.
How many thousands? See, come on.
10.
Well, all right. The estimate in the auction for said blood stained shirt was $12,000.
Oh,
now,
close.
Should I give you some details which may explain why your guess and their estimate were way off?
In property ladder or location, I would have been.
It's all about celebrity and the blood type.
Yeah.
John Lennon's bloodstained shirt.
Oh, the one, no.
Yes.
No.
The one that he was shot in.
Oh.
Yes. The murdered shirt has been sold.
Oh.
Now, look.
No.
All right, it wasn't the one he was wearing. It was one where somebody was there and it splattered on them. Sorry.
Oh, right.
Close. No, Yoko Ono's still got the other one.
No.
Oh, she would. She'd probably sell it at some point. She's like the Jacksons. But no, so a shirt's soaked with John Lennon's, you know, last gasp of blood.
Someone who was standing, a bystander.
Yep.
Right.
Has now sold for $56,000. I'm not sure where the certificate of authenticity for said blood spray came from, but apparently it was John Lennon's rather dried up blood on the shirt. Would you pay 56 grand for a dead person's blood all over a shirt?
I have to find a new place to live. No. We'll get to that story later.
Now, I have a quote.
Yes.
It's a quotable moment.
A quotable quote.
Who do you think? I'll give you a clue. It was a lady, and I use that term fairly loosely with this lady, who said this. Some dickhead tried to say that my voice wasn't me on a record. Dude, suck my dick.
Iggy Azalea.
No, I would never quote Iggy Azalea. She's never said anything that's quotable in her whole life.
I don't know.
Shall I give you a hint? She's English.
Oh, it's Adele.
That's right. Yes. And you can just imagine her saying it in that real Adele voice.
Yeah, yeah.
It was after that.
Was that
guy.
Your attempt at Cockney? Then?
No. I think it was.
No,
I was disguising.
You were disguising.
That was after producer Tony Visconti's suggestion that her voice is manipulated on her albums.
If there's one voice that's not auto-tuned, it's Adele's.
So, dude,
you're an idiot.
Dick.
Yeah, got it. Now, Cam, we missed you last week. We just didn't catch up on all the latest news and goss and what. So,
I've been researching in the meantime.
Yeah,
because you know, while Rosie was a slight, you know,
invalid,
unable to move, and I had to carry her to various places, reading the it's looked. She's
anyway.
65 kilos. Jacko.
Jacko.
Back in the news.
But he's, how can he
That's
be
right.
in the
Wacko
news?
That's right, Wacko Jacko.
How can he be in the news? He's passed.
Yes. But his memory will live on forever.
Yeah, well,
According to his family, who milk it for all it's worth.
Right.
Now.
So what are they milking now?
Filmmaker J.J. Abrams, who I believe was the one who did the Star Trek movies.
And
the
alien movie, The Blue People. You know the one I mean.
Avatar.
Yes.
Did he do that?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Moving on. Well, anyway, he's about to do.
Oh, was that Cameron? That was the other one.
Yeah, I've got a feeling you're wrong on that, but I just moved on. Thank you for correcting yourself. He's about to do a movie based on a book about Michael Jackson.
Oh, is he?
Yes. Now, if you're thinking, hang on, I don't remember a book coming out any time in the recent past about Michael Jackson and his things, that would be because the book hasn't actually been published yet. That's right. He bought the rights to the book before it was published. And so
He doesn't even really know how the story's going to go then.
We all know how the story goes.
Okay, all right.
And the book, which is actually coming out shortly.
Yeah.
Is titled Before You Judge Me, The Triumph and Tragedy of Michael Jackson's Last Days. Oh, Michael, dear. We'd already judged you.
Yeah.
Harshly. It's going to be published this week. So the movie will be coming in the next year or two. We're not sure who will be playing Michael Jackson. But if we find anybody with lots of plastic surgery, they can probably do the part.
One of the Real Housewives.
They could. Oh, my God. Whichever's got the thinnest nose. Now, I was going to say, in the news, there was some talk about, you know, Rio and some issues where some people...
Rio, the place. Yeah.
One of the guys has dropped out of going because he didn't want to catch Zika.
Oh, for the Olympics.
Yes. And I think, was it a couple of the Paralympians that were out and about and they got mugged?
Oh.
Last week, I think it was. I think it was a couple of the Paralympians.
Okay.
So, you know, there's some problems.
There's some trouble.
Unfortunately, it gets worse before poor old Rio.
Oh, really?
The local constabulary in Rio decided to stage a bit of a protest at Rio International Airport. So they actually gathered there. So police, all in uniform, you know, and they had a big sign that arriving, you know,
passengers,
visitors, contestants, you know, whatever. And it said, "Welcome to hell." It was a huge sign held by the police. Welcome to hell. Police and firefighters don't get paid. Whoever comes to Rio de Janeiro will not be safe.
Wow.
Welcome to the Olympic City 2016.
But also politically quite clever, because it's a really good time to be blackmailing the government of the day and saying, give us what we want or else this is going to go down really bad for you.
Because the local government in Rio, who pays the police and everything... they have no money because they spent it all on the Olympics.
Okay.
And the federal government was going to pay them, but they haven't.
Oh.
So, yeah. So, if you're going to Rio, it's been renamed by the local coppers Hell.
Oh, no.
Now. You remember Lance Bass? Used to be in NSYNC.
Yes.
Remember NSYNC?
Yes.
Who was the big name that popped out from NSYNC?
That'd be JT.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then there was that other one who, what's his name? Joey or whatever, who was in My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Was he?
Yes.
Oh.
And then there was some others who, well, nobody gave a damn about, really. But Lance Bass, did you know he had a solo career?
Vaguely.
I was completely unaware of
this fact. No, I did know it, yes.
And he's done an interview with some nobody over in the States now where he's decided he's worked out why his solo career flopped.
JT cut his lunch. No?
No.
Oh.
No. No. It was homophobia.
Oh, is he the gay one?
He's the gay one.
Oh.
It was homophobia.
The mandatory boy band gay one
after the fact. Yes. So apparently his song, Walking on Air, that he did with Snoop Dogg, that failed to chart in the US, it was because of the homophobic radio stations in the US of A that refused to play it. Now, I'm going to put a stop here and say, no, Lance, dear.
Well, you know.
Listen to me, dear.
Look, in the 80s.
Yes.
American radio did stop playing the Pet Shop Boys.
Yes.
When they found out they were gay.
Yes, one that was the 80s. Gay. Right. Yes. Yep.
But we're talking about late 2000s.
And 14.
2014.
Yes.
Right.
Now, can I just put a guess out there as to why his solo career failed?
Have you heard the song?
No, but it was with Snoop Dogg. I don't need to. And I'm going to...
You're so judgmental. Why didn't you go and listen to the song and do your research before bringing
Chris,
this story to the table?
Lance Bass duetting with Snoop Dogg.
And
I'm going to tell you
about
why.
Not having a hit.
It wasn't homophobia. It was your rubbish song. I'm going to say it. That is all. There's going to be anal sex equality in Canada. So it's coming soon.
I know where to go with this. Because I know where you go, but I don't know where to go, if you know what I mean.
There's so much I could say there, but I'm trying to keep it slightly clean.
You brought the story up.
Look, it's a very sensible story, you know, reasonable story. Arc.
Right.
Now, over there, you know, apparently in the Canada, world's hottest prime minister, the Canadian prime minister, Justin Trudeau.
He's pretty handsome,
isn't
he?
He's all right.
And, you know.
I haven't seen the world's all of the leaders, but I'm guessing he's right up there, so to speak.
With the anal sex quality.
Now, in Canada, the age of consent is 16.
Right.
But
okay,
for bum sex, it's 18, okay?
Okay.
Right?
Thank you.
So they're going to equalise the age of consent for that. See?
Right.
I told you it was a very sensible, like, nice type story.
Okay.
Now, but they're also...
Is that it?
No.
Can we get out of here? Right?
No.
What?
And there's more. Because in Canada, they technically criminalise anal intercourse if there are more than two people present in the room. So you group sex boys.
Oh, there'd be a lot of parties where there'd have been a lot of trouble.
Whereas all other
I'm
forms
I'm pretty
of...
sure there were policemen there. But anyway.
All other forms of sexual intercourse
are fine.
Are fine.
Right.
With group sex.
Oh.
Only bot sex.
Don't do that.
So they're going to remove that restriction as well. So boys, off to Canada, everybody goes.
And girls. It's equality.
True.
It's equal.
But they did say it's mainly aimed at the boys.
They did say that.
They did.
Right. Okay.
Because they were obviously thinking the boys like group sex. Now, did you see in the news? Nigella, one of my favourite chefs on
TV. Amazing TV.
And actually possibly my favourite chef on TV. She's great. Love her. And it's not even the boobs. Her brother.
Her brother.
Who writes in the Daily Mail UK.
I did see a few posts about this.
He has decided that Brexit was actually the fault of the gays.
It's our fault.
It is the gays' fault.
Why?
Well, not us particularly, but the British gays.
Why?
Well, he said that Britain would still be in the EU if David Cameron, the British Prime Minister, had not fought so hard for marriage equality. Can you see the link?
Yeah.
Was that the crickets that Nigella was cooking?
Yes. Yeah, I can see the connection there.
So he said, the soon-to-be former Prime Minister was very proud of. Mm. Brexit was the fault of same-sex marriage in the UK.
You can't pick your family, can you?
No. So I think what Nigella needs to do is hurl a few dirty fry pans at her brother, and then we can all move on.
We can all move on.
Without Europe.
And exit.
Yes.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.